Soul4Radio.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Grace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Grace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at traceriosilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, The Advocate with Susan Shengazar.
Welcome to The Advocate. My name is Susan Shengazar. Today is December 26, 2013, the last show of the year for The Advocate. And the message I want to leave with you is to not give up. If all your dreams and goals didn't happen in 2013. I wanted to read a card that's from a woman named Ellie Drake, and she does these little lessons in ease. And this card says, Destiny. It says, my future is no longer an extension of the past. I know I now ask to be led towards a destiny that outshines my history. I now realize that every day I'm given a blank canvas on which I can gracefully paint. I now surrender my human will to divine will, God, and trust that I will be led on a journey of becoming. That is indeed my destiny. I wrote a book called Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. And on the book, I wrote, your destiny depends on the choices you're making right now. Where I've been with memories now written, problems solved and wounds forgiven, reaching forward and not looking back, except to say, I didn't quit and he didn't win. I choose God. And I just wanted to remind some of you that are listening about those statements, because 2013 is almost over, but your life is not over. And we have a choice to make, to call it all a loss and give up, or to keep your eyes on your dreams and your goals, even if they didn't happen in 2013. I'm saying this because God does stuff to remind you of things. And it was on the 16th of, rather the 15th of December, and I had written a text to someone, and God said to me, "Why did you do that?" And I just stopped and looked around like a scolded child, and I just kept silent, thinking, okay, I heard that loud and clear. So the next day, I'm at work, and I work in the emergency room, and every person that I had encountered was saying stuff to me like, I don't know why I'm going to tell you this, but I just feel like I need to say, don't give up. And people who called my phone that day left me messages, and then Facebook texts had that in it, and emails had that in it. And then on my way home from work, I'm driving in a lot of traffic, and it was just like bumper to bumper, and I thought, oh, Lord, this traffic is too much. And I very rarely listen to secular music. I'm always listening to praise and worship or a teaching in my car. And I turn the radio over to a radio station, and it's all Christmas music. And then I keep flipping it around, and I get to this one station, and all of a sudden this song plays. And I burst into tears because the message all day was don't give up. And for some of you listening, this song is for you because it really spoke to me. And God was telling me something that I wasn't ready to hear, but I received it the minute I heard that song because he had consistently gave me that message all day. So when that happens, it's a profound effect. So I want to play this song for you, so that you can get the same message, because some of you are ready to give up. You're on the edge of giving up, and I want you to hear this. So I know my wonderful producer, Maria, has a song for us, and we're going to listen to it, and then I'll be right back with you.
Into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. When you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. Even the stars, they burn. Someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got here. We got a lot at stake.
you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am. I won't give up. Giving you all my love, I'm still looking up.
Welcome back to The Advocate. I'm Susan Shengizar here with you on Soul Sister Enterprise. We are followed by Women on the Edge with Becky Ryan right after the show. I just wanted to say that that song, I really feel like it's dedicated to my sister in Christ, Kathleen Murphy. And Kathleen, if you're listening, I love you so much. Most of us are compiling a list or a file for New Year's resolutions 2014. Even if you're not making an actual written list, you're probably giving some thought mentally to what this year might hold for you. Hopefully the new year will hold peace, happiness, and a plethora of new experiences yet to behold. But beyond that, I hope that 2014 is a year of spiritual growth and insight for you. I'm believing that 2014 will be a year in which we all grow closer to God, that we spend more time reading His Word, immersed in prayer and fellowship with like-minded believers, and that it become part of your everyday routine. I was looking out there today on Facebook, and I was just amazed at how many people were putting it out there for 2014, and they're not giving up on their dreams. It's just all around, everywhere, that word, not give up. And John Eckhart, he's an apostle in Chicago. I've read so many of his books. Amazing man with great faith. He hears from God so clear. And he's taught me a great deal in the books that I've read. He says, I've been flowing in the more poetic flow of his prophecy, of my prophecies lately. Here's one I released for 2014. 2014 is a year of greater step into it by faith, and you will see the greater things the Lord will do for thee. The prophets have spoken the word to you and declared the things that I will do. New things have been declared by them. Now it's time for you to enter in. It's a time the Spirit has prepared for you, and now you will see a greater door. This door has been prepared and opened for you. As you enter in, you will receive the new. Your eyes will see what has been hidden before, and you will be able to walk in more. Expect that the best is yet to come, and in my favor you will run. Into the new year you will go. I will be with you. My presence you will know. I will give you the treasures of darkness and secret riches of hidden places. And in 2014, you will enjoy the best. 2014, welcome it in. I let you know beforehand, you are my friend. I reveal to you the things you need to know. to enter in the year in a prosperity flow. My grace and favor shall be there waiting for you. Believe what I say and receive your breakthrough. Profound word to give all of us to receive. And for those of you listening, I hope you hold on to a piece or all of that message. I wrote in the back of my book, Journey to My Father's Palace, I wrote about how to file a lawsuit against the devil. And I have to remind myself of this all the time because so much is thrown at us. And just when I get to the point where I feel like giving up, God does something to remind me that he is still there, that he's still in control, and I can do nothing on my own. The other night I was driving home from work. I drove to work. My car was fine. I'm driving home from work, and I hit traffic. And I've got my radio blaring loud with praise and worship music, and I'm sitting there in traffic, merging into one lane, and I'm thinking, I'm going to be here for a while. And someone hits me with their brights, and I have to move over into the next lane. And so I move back into my lane, the fast lane, and I get hit with brights, and I move back into the next lane. And there I am thinking, how rude. They're putting their lights on me. And then I hit something in the road, and I think I have a flat tire. And I still have my music blaring, and I'm doing my own thing, not realizing God's trying to get my attention. I hit something again, and I think, well, I must have a flat tire. I should get over to the right-hand side of the road. Traffic is so bad that I'm nearly going to cause a wreck trying to get my car over, but I'm sure I have a flat tire. And all of a sudden, I notice my car is on fire. So God was trying to get my attention, but I was being Susie. I was being caught up in my own self, and I wasn't paying attention to what God was trying to share with me. And so even as much as I know the voice of God and as many miracles as he's brought me through, I'm still human and my flesh gets in the way. And I'm saying this for those out there who think that you have it all together and you know God's voice, that we're still infallible. We still make mistakes, but God is still ready to grab you and hug you and bring you to safety. I pull my car to the road, and I try to call AAA, and I can barely see because I'm out of my car and it's dark. And I call, and they tell me it's going to be 45 minutes, and I'm freezing. And I think, okay, well, if my car is going to blow up, I'm at least going to sit in it until it's ready to go, and then I'll jump out. And just as I sit back down, headlights are behind me, and it's the tow truck, and it's only been 5 minutes. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, how wonderful that is that it happened so quick. The tow truck driver had just gotten gas and had just pulled onto the freeway and saw my car and figured he would just take a chance that it was a AAA call. And he pulls over, finds out that it was a AAA call, but it wasn't for him, but he took it anyway. And that's the favor of God on my life. And I'm saying that because not that I'm special, because so many bad things have happened to me, but so many good things have happened. And it's because I do have a Heavenly Father who's looking out for me. And so my car is being towed, and I tell the driver that I have to drive all the way to Costa Mesa. And he says, it's okay because you have 200-mile towing, and I'm thankful that I paid for that. And we start talking, and I look at him, and I said, are you an angel? And he said, why would you ask that? And I said, because I just thought maybe you were an angel because you came so quick. So then we started talking about God, and he hadn't been to church in years. And so I remind him about Jesus, and we start talking. And then we get to the Honda dealer in Costa Mesa, and I have favor of the Lord on me again, and I end up getting to drive my car back home. But before I get out of there, I made sure that both people that blessed me with the service they gave me, that I gave them one of my books that talks all about God, the anointing of mercy. And so both of those people have texted my phone thanking me for that night, and I thanked them. But I'm thankful that God got my attention to remind me to listen to his voice. And so I'm sharing that with you because somebody out there needs to hear how it happens and how God gets our attention and how he ruffles stuff up to make sure that you know it came from him and we could do nothing on our own. Another post on Facebook today says, "With Christ, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Do not be afraid. I'm with you." Isaiah 41:10. And another post says, "Again, it will be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Matthew 7:7. I say that because in filing a lawsuit against the devil, while you're writing your 2014 goals for next year, write down everything that was stolen from you, whether it's from the time you were born till now. Write it out. Write out everything you want back that the devil took from you. And some of you that were in domestic violence relationships, victims of sexual abuse, incest, had more than one perpetrator, had been raped, molested, thrown out in the cold, had prostitution in your life, had been sold so someone else could have food. If that's you, you ask for everything to be given back. And don't think for one minute that God isn't opening a door for you. He's waiting for you to ask him to open it. And so I'm saying this so that you know, when I started asking for things to be different and believing that they could, the door opened. Take your hand off the doorknob and let it open. Quit holding it shut. I know someone needs to hear that. I know some of you still think that you're so broken that it'll never be any different, that you have to wear the shame on your shoulders and that you have to look like a victim so people will understand where you've been. No, you hold your head up high and you wear the queen's crown on your head because you have favor of God and you walk into a room as if you are a daughter of the Most High God, because Jesus was born a king. And you come from a king's lineage. You hold your head up high. Jesus held his head up high. He went through more than we can ever imagine. And I'm telling you this about God, not just because I'm a Christian, but because I am a Christian. I was able to navigate through this domestic violence and sexual abuse in my life and become who I am today. And I'm sharing this with you so that you don't stay stuck and hide. You walk outside and look at the sunlight and what it is that God gave for you to do. Look for what you're supposed to do in your destiny. He'll bring it to you. Reach your arms out to receive it. Post today by Taffy Dollar. It's your time. This is your defining moment. Seize your God-given destiny. And then another post, author unknown, says, I find it funny how people who barely know me or my story act like they have all the rights to judge me with the little information they got. Now, we have a world full of backbiting people, tale bearers, and those who think they know everything. Well, I want you to know, I put my story out there in my own words so they could get the story right. I'm no longer ashamed of that little girl, Susan Shengazar. I'm so proud that that's who I was born to be. I'm so proud that God chose me to be the one to triumph out of all the assignments he gave me. Even the ones I failed became a triumph because I got back up. Some of you are face down, crying on your beds, not knowing what to do. Reach your hand out and ask God to show you the way. And if you've never, ever had God in your life and you need to know how to do that, I'll direct you to a passage that has been my favorite verse my whole life. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you can be saved. You just have to speak it out. So as you're pondering on those verses of Scripture, we're going to take a break and come right back for more of The Advocate with me, Susan Shengazar, in our last show of 2013.
ForRadio.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Grace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Grace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am The Advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Advocate. I'm Susan Shengazar, your host. I was talking about filing a lawsuit against the devil for what's happened to you in your life and in the year 2013. For some of you that don't quite know what I'm talking about, I wrote this out actually on page 715 in my book, Journey to My Father's Palace. So I'll read to you what I wrote so that gives you an idea, a little bit of a format that you can use, because I'm trusting that someone needs to hear this and that this is going to make a big difference. And when you have your breakthrough, I want you to write us back. I want you to get in touch with us because this is going to change your life. I wrote, and you can just insert your name and including any former names used. I do hereby in the year and just put 2013, being in the state that you live in, do formally file this lawsuit in the spirit kingdom, knowing it's valid in this world against Satan and all his cohorts, using all and every name and alias ever heard of. I'm asking God Almighty for retribution and the highest amount ever rewarded in compensation for all that has been done to me and my family and members involved in my life 1,000 years back. I'm asking that no lie ever told be believed, canceling all word curses brought about against me or my family. I ask for every penny stolen, misused, swindled from me or my family to be returned, that my credit be restored better than ever. Devil, I saw what you did. Now give it back, everything back in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask that all God for all wasted time to be restored, that the years of my youth and my family's be like a fresh stream, always flowing with life. To all that read this, claim this for your restoration, your lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our King of Kings, who came to set the captives free. It says in Matthew 11:28-30, the King James Version, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I am giving that to you because sometimes it's just one thing that you have to hold on to that gets you through a situation. And just like the tapestry that we heard about earlier, mine was so colorful and still is because I have been through so many circumstances, too numerous to name, that they ended up in a book. And I didn't put everything in the book, but what I put in there was enough to let you know that that is not who I was going to stay for the rest of my life. God has a plan for my life, and being the advocate on Soul Sister Radio is just a piece of it. But I'm here as a voice for someone that needs to hear this, and God knew that I would be doing this, and so here I am on Soul Sister Radio, Thursdays, live at 5, talking to all of you. I was reading, as I always do, things all over the internet, all over in books, and I came across this from a woman named Kimberly Blaine, and I'm going to read it to you. It says, some birds are not meant to be caged. That's all. Their feathers are too bright, their songs too sweet and wild. So you let them go. Or when you open the cage to feed them, they somehow fly past you. And the part of you that knows it was wrong to imprison them in the first place rejoices. But still the place where you live is that much more drab and empty for their departure. That little statement was actually by Stephen King, "The Rest, Kimberly." One of the hardest things in life is to let go of the people we love the most. We hold on to those close to us so tightly, fearing that without them we'll be nothing, fearing that without them and their love we feel in our hearts we'll be forever lost. Our attachment interferes with the love we have for them, taking away from the purity and the beauty that love has to offer. Deepak Chopra says it best with these words, "Love allows your beloved the freedom to be unlike you. Attachment asks for the conformity to your needs and desires. Love imposes no demands. Attachment expresses an overwhelming demand, me feel whole. Love expands beyond the limits of two people. Attachment tries to exclude everything but two people." She says, "I've been in a relationship with my former longtime boyfriend for almost 10 years. On and off and even through our relationship became very toxic after 3 years. She says, "I found it impossible to let go simply because I knew that without him I would be very unhappy. And the irony is that I already was very unhappy. We both were. No matter how much suffering you went through, you never wanted to let go of those memories." Letting go, she says, doesn't have to be that hard. In fact, it becomes easier and easier as we learn to accept, appreciate, and love ourselves for who we are and who we're not. Releasing and letting go will help you return to a place of peace and tranquility. There comes a time in our life when we have to do what's right and to honor not only ourselves, but also the people around us. It's the relationship that you're letting go of, but not the love you have for the other person. If you love something, if you love someone, and if you feel that you need to let go of them, if it's required to let go, do it. It might hurt, but it might hurt at first, but once the pain is gone, you feel more alive than you have ever felt. You will start to see things from a totally different perspective, and you will understand that letting go is a sign of strength, of courage, and of great love. You let go of someone not because you no longer care, not because you no longer need them and want them in your life, but because you understand that they will be happier someplace else. You will be happier someplace else. This is what is true love and what it's all about. Real love transcends the material plane, and no matter if your bodies are apart, your souls will be forever connected. There is such a thing as a broken family. Family is family. It says, there is no such thing as a broken family. Family is family, and it is not determined by marriage certificates, divorce papers, and adoption documents. Families are made in the heart. The only time family becomes null is when those ties in the heart are cut. If you cut those ties, those people are not your family. If you make those ties, those people are your family. And if you hate those ties, those people will still be your family because whatever you hate will always be with you. Joy Bell C. I don't know who she is. If you haven't found a way to be at peace with yourself and you haven't found a way to be happy on your own, chances are that you won't be happy the next time a person you love comes into your life either. You can't expect to get from others what yourself you don't have to offer. Love yourself. Be good to yourself. Change the thoughts you think and the words you speak. Purify your internal dialogue. Sounds like you need a cleanse, doesn't it? Learn to talk to and about yourself in the same way you would talk and about those you love the most. Meditate, spend time alone. Take a walk and explore nature with your senses. Write about your thoughts and feelings. Do something you're passionate about. Go out with your friends. Laugh, dance, be silly, weird, be playful, be childlike. Do all the things that bring you joy and laughter. Treat yourself with kindness, love, compassion, and learn to express your gratitude for the many gifts life offered you up until this moment. Take your focus away from those things that cause you to feel pain, stress, anxiety, fear, and unhappiness. Onto those things that make your heart sing. Onto those things that make you happy. It shall pass. And the more you learn to enjoy your own company, the more comfortable you will be with the idea of letting go. And all of a sudden, life becomes a lot easier. Be like the forces of nature. When it blows, there's only wind. When it rains, there's only rain. When a cloud passes, the sun shines through. Let go and trust that maybe life has better plans for you. Go with the flow and not against it. Why hold on to something good when life wants you to have something better? Are you holding on to something or someone you need to let go of? Why? What's keeping you from letting go? I just knew that somebody needed to hear that, and even myself, I needed to hear that. And I bring these things that I search and find the treasures written by others to you just as I found them a treasure for myself. And I found this little quote on the internet. It's so beautiful. It says, "Dear God, brought me to the beginning of a new day. I ask you to renew my heart with your strength and purpose. Forgive my errors of yesterday and help me walk closer in your way today. Shine through me so that every person I meet may feel your presence in my soul. Take my hand, for I cannot make it by myself." And then it says, "I love you." And that's kind of what I did when I was having that tragic moment. My car caught on fire. And I have to tell you, the thoughts that were going through my head were like, oh my gosh, I can't buy a new car. I ruined my credit when I filed for divorce. All the thoughts going through my head. How am I going to get to work? I can't lose my job. All the thoughts in my head. And here God is just saying, "Susie, I have your back." I reached out to a friend on the phone and said, "Please pray that I didn't blow the engine in my car." Because I knew if I prayed, it would be all right. And I knew if two or more gathered together, agreed that it's so. So if you have something that's pressing and you need a hand, grab a hold of one that's stronger than yours and pray and believe that it will be okay, because we can't do it by ourselves. But I promise you, with God, all things are possible. And I tell you, because I would not be here today if not for God. And if not for the amazing people he put in my path to keep me standing and become who I am today. That's what brings you to a place of success. Not having everything go right, but having everything go wrong so that you could learn how to do it right. And so you could learn how to tell someone else. When you see those people sitting in the libraries, reading stories to the thousands of kids who come to hear from the old man or woman at story time, and you look at their faces as they read that storybook with all the expression and all the words said so perfectly, and they don't miss a beat, they don't stammer or stumble, and you think that they have the book memorized. No, they don't. They just learn to be a great storyteller because of the years of experience that they have that comes with the white hair on their head. That's who I want to be. That's who I will be. That woman that tells the great stories of what God did for me and all the people I meet along the way. That's how I became the advocate. The advocate is not just a word. I am an advocate against domestic violence and sexual abuse of women and children and men also. And the most amazing people in 2013 were on this show, and I want you to go back in the archives and listen to some of them. Because if you think you have it bad, you listen to their stories, but they're standing. It didn't keep them down. They didn't stay face down. They put their face to the sky, and God raised them up. They are strong and victorious. And I want to tell you that this show, The Advocate, would not be here except for an amazing woman who, just by the grace of God, was given a word to empower women. And she is Maria DiGiovanni. And I just want to give a tribute to her for bringing for to the platform Soul Sister Enterprise, and to all of our show hosts that we have. I just want to say it's been a great year. God bless all of you for putting up with me, for teaching me, and for holding my hand. And I just think that 2013 was an amazing year, and it's just a stepping stone for what is ahead. But I just want you to know that I was coachable. And to be coachable is a great gift, a tremendous asset. And every day you need to look and see if you're coachable. And if you are, step up and coach someone else, because they're looking for you to give them answers. Be the one that has answers and is pointing them in the right direction. So many people are lost. And as we said on a show before, they're looking to be found. There's treasure in everyone. 2013 brought you all some amazing treasures, some of the most amazing books you will ever read, some of the stories that you would never knew existed. These people are not from Hollywood. And their stories want you to know that when you were in the palm of God's hand and you looked in God's face, he said, "Are you going to accept the assignment? This is your story. I wrote it for you. Are you willing to do it?" Those of us that are here, we said yes, and we made it. We made it through 2013. Now, I want you to finish the goals that you have. I want you to make that written list of things you want to see come to pass. And I'll just give you 1990. I wrote out 32 goals on a piece of paper, and I have them still. And at the end of the year, I had crossed off each one, down to wanting to talk to my friend Ellen Shumway, who I hadn't seen in a year, down to that. And I had marked them all off. Before the end of the year, her and I spoke on the phone. It's just the little things. God still wants to bless you, even if it's a phone call from a friend. And I just want those who are listening, if you have people who've betrayed you, befriended you, who have talked behind your back, just forgive them. And keep praying for them. Keep praying until you see Jesus in their eyes. They're hurting. They don't know how to do it, and they have so much pride. They're too prideful to say they made a mistake. Just believe that they will come through, and they will get it together, even if it takes years. Don't give up. Don't give up on anyone, and don't give up on yourself. God's not finished with you yet, and 2014 is just around the corner. And I just want to say that those of you who've listened to The Advocate for a year and stood with me this first year of being a radio show host, I just want to thank you for what a tremendous opportunity I've had to bring all the people to you and for everything you gave me with your feedback, those who've gotten the free books and those who've written in with their comments and questions, that I just want to tell you that next year is going to be even more fascinating. And if you don't know what For Radio is about and what the platform is about, go into the archives and read about the shows, the show hosts, and the amazing women that are put together. And I just guarantee there's something you haven't seen there before. So I want to thank you for amazing 2013. And I just want to bless you with a prayer and end this show. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your world out there on the airwaves, your sons and daughters who are listening, who are going to pass this show on to someone else. God, I open every door that's been locked. I just, God, bring those keys from heaven to earth right now and place it in their hands. And for some who've never seen a miracle, Father, I ask that you put a key in their path, that when they see that key, they know that it came from heaven. And God, for all those people who think that their car can't catch on fire and then be restarted and drivable again, I'm here to say that it's true. And God, I just thank you for our sisters on this radio station that you put together, that you bless each one of us and that you keep giving us the word to not give up. I thank you, Father, for our beloved sister Kate as she gets ready to bury her son, Father, that you bless her bigger than ever. For we don't know the reasons for all the things that happen, but we're standing with you, Kate, and we're here for you. And for all the women that were on the show hosts before, I thank you for each one of them, that you're working in their lives, and that you know that we love them too. I thank you, Father, for all of our sponsors for the radio station, Father, that you bless them more than abundantly for keeping this on the air for those to hear something special to help save their life, some of them. Thank you for all the people who
have been brought to us, God, that you bless them. Thank you, Father, for tomorrow and what it brings, and that we're a pillar that can stand the storm. I thank you for 2013, God, and that we will not give up. I thank you for every dot, every decree against our name, everything spoken against us to be removed, and that it stay forever past, and nothing is holding us back. I release the victory over every single person hearing this message right now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the only name I can trust and never, never, ever be afraid to say. Amen. God bless all of you. I will see you in 2014.
I look into your eyes, it's like a watch in the night sky, or a beautiful sunrise, well, there's so much they hold. And just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far, to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love, I'm still looking up. When you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. Even the stars, they burn. Someone who walks away so easily, I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got here. We got a lot at stake. And in the end, you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am. I won't give up, oh, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. Still looking up, still looking up. But I won't give up. God knows I'm tough. He knows we got a lot to learn. God knows we're worth it.
I
won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love, I'm still looking up.
4Radio.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then. to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRiosSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, Women on the Edge with Becky Ryan.
Good evening, good evening. It's a wonderful Thursday in December, our last Thursday before the new year. And I am Becky Ryan with Maria DiGiovanni, my co-host, producer, and extraordinaire. Hello, Maria. Are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Well, I'm having fun. Today my son got married.
But your voice sounds muffled.
Oh, probably. Too much cheering, I guess.
There, that's
better. I think it's cold
better.
And warm.
So it's better now. Now I can hear you.
I'm trying to, elevate my own voice.
There you go.
Sorry if it sounds
so
a little
what was that that you rest. Said? I think I heard you said someone got married.
Yes, my Marine boy, CJ, my oldest, he ended up getting married to a lovely lady named Chantel in a very quick Chicago. And for those that live in Chicago, cold wedding. It was kind of a last-minute thing. I guess he's kind of following in his mother's footsteps. I think my longest wedding, well, not that I should, we're not trying to rush or do anything, but my very first marriage to CJ's father, I think we ended up getting engaged in 6 weeks and married within a few months.
Right.
And Jeff and I are 5 months.
Right.
So, but yeah, I can date forever, and I don't know, that's, so he ended up going and saying, I really love her, and, right before Christmas, he wanted to get engaged, and he said, well, everybody's there, we're going to the courthouse, if I don't do this, I'm not going to see her for 4 years, and I was like, oh, I won't be there, Maria, this is weird.
Yeah, it's weird because my perspective is really different working at the engagement ring store over close to the big base down here. And the boys would come in all the time, and they would, as soon as they got into the military, it was almost as if they immediately had to find somebody to get married to right away. And I watched it over and over and over until one time this couple came in and I flat out told them I wasn't going to sell them an engagement ring.
Well, I have no idea. I really like her. I know that CJ's going forward with his heart, and I asked, that this is something that God's binding. The law believes.
Yeah.
So are you sure? Because she is a phenomenal woman. And he said, yes, absolutely. So I was like, yay. But then
okay.
They just got married today. So
wow.
Sad. So I've been watching Facebook.
Yeah, wow.
We have other things that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to set you up and see where you are with polls that have been done.
for the look back on 2013 and the look towards 2014. So one, I kind of feel that you're automatically going to say positive, but try to figure out where you think you're going to go. Because
okay.
Maria is probably one of the most positive people I know, so I don't want to surprise anybody later. I kind of already know the answer. They always say that, right? We're supposed to know the answer before we ask the question.
Exactly.
So here goes. Do you think 2013, with us leaving it, going into 2014, do you think it's going to be more positive in 2014 than it is this past year?
No. However, I think those who know how to handle difficult situations will see the positive before they focus on the negative. But I think it's going to get much more difficult. I think 2013 was just a prelude to what we're going to be coming up against. And I was talking to somebody by the name of JB who used to do our Sunday shows with us. And we were talking about this, that we are at the stage of revelations. We're there. So what do you do when you're at this stage knowing the tribulation that is coming? And you stay focused on what God is telling you to do. And that's the reason why I pay attention to Women on Edge when it comes to my news. I don't want to pay attention to anybody else. Just you. That's all.
Very good. And all of us have to go and find a way to pick ourselves up. And I really like the passage in the Bible where it says iron sharpens iron, meaning friends,
yeah.
And finding
we're
people
there.
To help you. We're there. Even in years past, it's always been the best is finding somebody to walk beside you and knowing that the Lord is there, but it does help in the numbers. And the numbers, statistically speaking, say only 32% believe next year is going to be better than this. Egad.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of people that...
Yeah, but here's the deal. Now, this is where you got to stop and think. And again, this is where I think God is teaching me as a leader of leaders to step up because things are coming down and things are not going to get easier. They're only going to get more difficult. So what do you do when that is the truth and that is the case? You make sure that you equipped your team with the right tools. That's the reason why we're equipping the team with the right tools right now. You weed out those that need to take their time off or whatever the case may be. God always has a reason and an answer as far as that goes. But this is it. We're getting ready to step up. And if you cannot focus and get yourself out of your own way next year, you're going to trip over yourself. And that is what I see. And because it is going to get harder. How are we going to manage to get through it? How are we going to emotionally sustain the weight that we've chosen to take on? This is the key thing that I'm looking at right now. Because it is going to get harder.
And one of the big things is to start plugging in and educating and getting resources that will empower, elevate, and give you that voice or understanding or a path. And even with the number one Google searches for books and stuff, it's on the soul.
Yeah.
But
here's the thing. We've really got to pay attention. What do people think that the soul really is? Let me ask you that question. You're a woman on the edge. What is your soul?
Everybody's been given a soul. It's a spirit that goes to heaven. So that's how I believe.
Okay. Let's
so I believe that the soul sets us apart from, allows us to think. It allows us to learn.
There you go.
It causes us to hunger to be with other people. Our spirit, I think, is something more divine.
Thank you. Okay, because I see things three different ways. We have a body. That is our physical flesh. Okay. We have a soul. which is what you were describing a second ago, and I'll break it down in an even quicker or easier way. And then we have a spirit. That is the what houses the divine, the Holy Spirit, right?
That's what I believe.
I believe the same. But what is the soul? And this is where we have to strengthen our soul. Our spirits, we've got it. We're down packed. We're solid. Our body, our flesh, you're either working out or you're not. And it's spiritually, as far as flesh, we'll just keep that in the spiritual realm, because here is where the soul pitches in. And this is where the rubber is going to meet the road in 2014, and if we're going to be able to sustain. Can you handle your own soul? And if your soul is like you and I think, that's everything you think. That's your mind. Everything you want, that's your will. And everything you feel, that's your emotions. That's your soul. And trust me, the devil wants your soul, the enemy, the serpent, whatever you want to call it, the negative energy, the forces that are against you, whatever you want to call what I could call the enemy, okay? The enemy wants your soul. That's why you go crazy with the things that you think. The enemy wants your soul. That's why you want to do the bad things that you shouldn't be doing. The enemy wants
you. Why you even have guilt? Why you have pressures that are, distracting you?
The enemy wants your feelings. How many of us will just pine over a broken heart over and over and over? Okay? The enemy wants that, but so does God, and that is what the fight is for. And if we don't figure it out, and this doesn't have anything to do with belief systems, this has to do with how are you going to get through the worst tornado of your life. It's coming. The biggest earthquake is coming. We just don't know when it's going to happen. So when it happens, how are you going to get through it? And the only way that I can see is if we have mature people that can handle their own soul. And the only way you do that is through your spirit, and you control it with your own flesh. Ta-da!
Absolutely. And there's another thing. Last week we were talking about how depressed people are during the holidays, and this is going to lead into something to hear. They talked about people not connecting. How many people would not be with family? Many of them all alone, and they finally ended up, we can look through on Women on the Edge on our Facebook page. We have an article from last week. And the number one thing is the loneliness and people being self-absorbed. And I'm just going to call it self-absorbed because they said the depression was within their head.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that if somebody is listening to us and you have depression because stuff is going on outside of the realm, but it's so that, people are saying all these negative things inside. You're having a battle with the enemy, and loneliness is really bad. And this year, guess how many people said that they were going to be spending their holidays in any way, shape, or form in a church?
Very few.
3%.
Yeah.
3%. Only 3% in the United States.
And this is sad because look at how it was when we were growing up. Who did you know that didn't spend the holiday in church?
Or at least to go and stop in. But I grew up with, a very Catholic background.
Yeah, man!
We went to church 3 times a year, and this is one of them.
You only went to church on Christmas, okay?
And Easter, we did try Easter, depending. So, and then wedding. We usually had somebody at a wedding.
Exactly.
I'm going to just say 3 times. I know it was basically Christmas, no ifs, ands, or buts, and then Easter.
Yeah. But that's one of our problems, is we have no foundation. There is no foundation in this country.
Well,
and it's a problem.
Too. What's going on for 2014 in that a while back in September, They had the largest study ever done on the college kids that had been going back all the way to the 1960s, and I might be able to find it while we're talking. And they ended up saying that this is the highest group of kids to enter college, borderline sociopaths, entitled group, and they believe that they deserve more and that whatever they're doing, it can be in public domain. Oh, scary, scary, scary.
Oh, yeah.
The majority of our college kids said that you don't need family. They're supposed to be giving you money so that you can have your own life.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh,
and
yeah. And we created these kids. But again, you know, it's interesting, really. We're going to talk about this more, about how this generation, we created it.
Well, and here's another thing. Nelson Mandela's passed away a couple weeks ago. Only 8% of the searches on that day went to Nelson Mandela. To give you a comparison, Miley Cyrus did some gyrating or tweaking. I forgot what they called it, twilking, or wiggled her butt in an inappropriate way.
Right.
Ended up getting 60% that day. So somebody who actually had an impact on trying to make people's lives better, and he had our president, he had people, leaders from all over the world going to his funeral. And we are not looking for that when Miley Cyrus can outdo Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
We do have to go and have a jolt.
Yeah, we've got a big problem. We've got a big problem. And I was talking to somebody about the Phil Robertson issue. And he was trying to make it a gay issue. And I said, this is not a gay issue. This is not about that. This is you may like what he said or what he doesn't say. I didn't like Howard Stern. So I didn't listen to him. Okay? Okay? They didn't ban Howard Stern. So why didn't they have, just like Miley Cyrus, this guy, why are they doing this to him? It doesn't matter what it is that you say or don't say. You have the freedom to speak it in this country, period.
We all, with Women on the Edge, with Soul Sister Radio, with Four, we all have sons and daughters that have gone into the military. We have parents. We have loved ones. They fought for the right to go and speak.
Yeah.
I didn't see it as a hate. I've heard a couple of the radio shows, and I apologize. I have not read it. I've only read the comments that were boiling up. And Walmart, for a fact, two of our Georgia, and I am in Georgia, so rednecks are kind of synonymous with the region I'm in. We sold out of those Chia Pets in his face, the Phil Robinson, the Phil Chia Pet. So I feel that there's like a rebel thing. I'm going, and they said Walmart might be very upset with the $400 million worth of products they have. But guess what? The Chia Pets are gone. Who buys those Chia Pets anymore? Well, I can tell you that there's a whole bunch of at least Georgians that were receiving them for a Christmas present.
That's funny.
I thought it was kind of hilarious. Okay, and can I tell you something? This is really bad. I went in there, and my son Johnny works for one of the Walmarts, and my daughter works for another one. And he goes, what do you want? Mom, did you already buy me a gift? I said, yes. And he goes, do you have room to buy me one more? I'm like, okay, I will buy, and he's at work, right? He goes, can you come up here and get one of the Phil Chia Pets, or, you know, and he's naming a few other things. He said, we're selling out. I've got one over here. It was taken. We drove on up, and I just started laughing. I thought, okay, you know, he's kind of funny. You know, like, he likes being on the edge.
So I went on up there and I go, it's really good. Are you serious? You like that Duck Dynasty? And he goes, I've never seen the program. But he said, Mom, everybody was coming in here. I said, it's a collector's item. Worst case, I can sell it on eBay for a fortune. I go, how much are they? $588. I was like, I don't know how much of a fortune. I mean, even if you got five times, you might get, you know. But anyway, I thought it was kind of funny, you know, and the Duck Dynasty thing, it's a marketing ploy right now. But it also shows us where we are. We had talked last week, Maria, and we were talking about the Obama ads. And
oh,
how,
my gosh.
Right now, I had done some research afterwards. There's about a $400 million investment for targeted towards the kids under 30, and I'm going to say kids. I definitely can view anybody under 30 as a kid. $400 million. And part of it was the homosexual, gay, and lesbian community. And on their own site, it's 3.8% of America that can absolutely be deemed under the category. And this is a guesstimate for those that did come out of the closet, quote unquote. We have approximately less than 1% that have come out of the closet. I'm happy that we're fighting for other people's rights, but I'm wondering really why we're not fighting for breast cancer or for lowering the cost on insurance or pushing for...
It's kind of like, again, when I was working at the engagement ring store, okay, and all of a sudden, all of our ads were two men's feet, okay? And,
yeah.
You know, playing footsies and two men walking, and it was 1% of our clients that were gay, and I don't understand why that there is such a huge push. I don't remember growing up and it being a big deal. No one talked about it, okay? No one sat down and said, hey, I'm heterosexual, okay? I don't walk up to somebody and say, hey, I'm heterosexual, okay? I just don't do it, so I don't understand why it's such, there's a huge marketing thing for it. I just don't understand.
Well, I'm happy that we care, as both you and I were previous beauticians growing up in L.A. I actually don't want anybody feeling bad. But I'm just going, at the same time, I'm going, $400 million is being spent here?
Yeah.
So I just want an evaluation on where, one, where we're getting the money, and mind you, I feel it's coming out of our back pockets. Two, I feel that it's not helping, and we now are expected to have 75,000 homeless camps in the United States right now, people populating. That was the guesstimate. The San Jose, called the Jungle Camp, they keep demolishing, and they're trying to get rid of them because they, one, feel that the people are starting to move there, primarily men and women with children who are working but cannot afford a home or have lost it or have other things going on. Holy cow, we need to do something. And it's not to spend on advertising dollars. One of the big things, one of my top 10 pet peeves is how can one of the biggest leaders in the world failed to even get a website up for one of the paychecks of $400 million. Now he's writing out another check for $400 million. And at the end of the day, we have billions of dollars into a website. Billions. It makes me sick.
And the website isn't even being built in this country.
What do they call it? A subsidiary business that has an office in Washington, D.C., But the company is in Canada, and it's called CGI. Look it up. Google it. Wikipedia.
It's just, why in God's creation, when we are the creators of the computer, did we not contract it with a business in this country? I don't understand that logic either, okay?
Well, here's something more. Dell, Google, and Yahoo, plus a dozen other companies, had actually pitched to do the Obamacare website, hold yourself, for free. And this is even worse. When the mistakes were going on, Google again said, let us take it. And we again went with another company that we're paying the money to.
Wow.
So instead of giving some jobs, and maybe for free, paid for by the companies, the Google, the Dell, the Yahoo, and they had wrote a letter out there in the Obama staff first denied ever asking an American company. And now they had to come back and say they had already contracted. But they So when looking at this and our tax dollars going out, maybe they looked at free as something that was lesser, but the quality companies that were coming in that would have been pro-America, and it would have been feeding and taking care of people here. We decided to go with a company predominantly based in Canada with a satellite office in Washington, D.C., and the CGI is also the one who had done France, and France ended up having a failed website. They also did a military one, which has yet to still work, and knowing this, they went forward. So if there's somebody out there to explain why we'd go with a company like this, I'd love to hear. But I also wanted to go over a couple more things. And there is an article on Women on the Edge, our Facebook, and it has somebody else's top 10 pet peeves. And I'm kind of laughing. This past year has been filled with a lot of debacles. And debacles that really have look like it's divided America. The majority of Americans, still closer to 60-some%, absolutely wish that the new health care would not pass. We have states going against states, and yet we have the marketing coming out telling us how nearly all of us want it and how happy we are. I think that's kind of a farce. And I don't know where Maria is. I do miss her, but I think she has
right here.
I heard her leave. Oh, you did? Okay.
No, here.
I was.
You have.
Were you here to hear?
You have just a couple more minutes.
Well, I kind of thought it was funny that we also have a crack-smoking mayor who gets a higher approval rate than our president.
That's not funny.
I don't get this. This year is filled with some things that, you know, like under oath, we have Congress who has lied about NSA. And James Clapper went in and answered to a question, a no, that they are not taking data from millions of people. Of course, we found out later NSA has, and he still has his job. When is he going to be charged with perjury?
Again, I don't know what or who is running this country. I don't even know what country I live in anymore. Isn't that scary? So anyway, you've got...
And I did find out about the 2014 self-absorbed. I will go and send that one up. And we will get that one out, but we are going to have a better 2014. All we have to do is think better than the 60% of the people. And here's another funny one. When asked, what year was better or worse, 2012 or 2013?
and we had 40% said both of them were very miserable.
Yeah.
So I can only think that 2014 should only get better, please.
Yeah. Well, here's a great
I'd love
thing.
To hear back. We need to go and empower each other, and we will be back next Thursday in 2014. May it be a phenomenal year. May you guys have a safe New Year's, and may the nightmares of anything in your past be gone. Let us be strengthened, and I love you, Maria. I love being here with four, and I send out some special prayers to our other four sisters, one especially to Kate, and to watch out for all of us moms, sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, sons, as we go into 2014, love and hug your family and reach out to your friends and neighbors. Again, I'm Becky Ryan. This is Women on the Edge. We'll be live next week, Thursday. And thank you, Maria, for everything you've done as we ring in 2014. I love you.
Love you, too.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.